Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
On the hotline is two-time Super Bowl winning New York Giant, Lawrence Tynes. Lawrence, welcome to the show again.
Danielle, how are you? Thanks for having me.
Of course. Thanks for doing this for me. How was the flight? You're fresh. You're off the plane. You're home now.
I'm just back. You know, I got to spend a lot of time with some teammates. I spent a couple extra days playing some golf with Zach Diassi and his father, two former great Giants. And we solved their problems. We just talked about them for 2 days on the golf course. So we think we know how to fix this team.
All right. Well, how are you going to fix the team? What are you going to do?
I'm really just making that up, but
you know, we
talked about it, right? Steve, his dad played on the 86 or 90 team. Yeah. You know, Zach was on both teams with me, and Zach was, you know, he's close to the organization. He just got done 2 or 3 years ago, and you know, he brought up something that made a lot of sense to me, and he said, you know, I just don't know how much pride people have in playing for the Giants. This new age of, you know, of players. I feel like, you know, when I was there and all the people I played with, there was just this huge sense of pride. Like, I play for the New York Football Giants. Like, there's nothing cooler in the world. And, you know, that makes a lot of sense. Obviously, they haven't won. They're struggling. And you don't gain confidence from losing, but they got to figure it out. The losing has just been happening for way too long.
When you were there for the Super Bowl 46 celebration, were you able to talk with, meet with any of the current Giants?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we were all together. The current Giants, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
current Giants. You know, No. We did not have any kind of access to the players at all.
That's a shame. I would think that, you know, just the camaraderie, you know, and maybe to be able to impart that pride, you know, because I don't know. I just thought that might be a good idea.
It's all COVID related. So traditionally at the 42 Super Bowl anniversary, mm-hmm. we did go to practice on Saturday prior to the game on Sunday. Mm-hmm. And then this year, obviously 4 years later, it's a completely different world. We were not allowed to go to the facility, which is, you know, typically what we would do
right.
in a non-COVID world.
Hmm. As you're taking the field, we're talking with Lawrence Tynes here on The Fan. As you took the field at MetLife for that celebration, what was going through your mind? What memories? What were you thinking of?
Oh, man, just the fans. You know, how quickly 10 years goes by. but, you know, just the fans. Listen, I feel the pain. I'm a fan now. I don't play. Mm-hmm. These fans, I love them. And so that's why I blew some kisses. Did a, you know, waved everyone and just started walking out because I care so much about the fans. It's just not good. I mean, there's a lot of money being spent there, and it's not cheap to go there. I get that, and I know that. And to put something like that on the field, especially, you know, when we were there, I don't know. It just a lot. Something needs to change. I don't, and it's not ownership. So I know a lot of people like to go after the mayor's
intent. Yeah, they're not going anywhere.
No. Yeah, nobody takes losses harder than those two families. Trust me. I was with the mayors on Monday at the Giants golf tournament. Nobody takes it harder. It's just, I don't know what it is. There's something, the message from Joe Judge or somebody is not getting across to this particular 53 players. Because you just don't go out there, and I don't care how many injuries you have, you just don't go out there and lay an egg like that. It just seems like they almost didn't want to play.
For a team, we're talking about two-time Super Bowl winning New York Giant Lawrence Tynes on the WFAN hotline here. For a team, Lawrence, that has the worst winning percentage in the NFL since 2017, if it's not the Maras, where does the onus lie?
Well, listen, I think you obviously have to take a look at the talent. You have to factor in injuries to some extent on offense. Mm-hmm. I mean, at one point there were 7 or 8 guys. The problem is we're going to have another incomplete grade on Daniel Jones if this continues, where he doesn't have guys, you know, the skill guys that we acquired in the draft and free agency.
Right.
But having said that, there's got to be a talent deficiency somewhere. I don't know exactly where. We can all point to the offensive line. We lost a couple guys on the D-line last year that were really good players, either trade or free agency, that we didn't think we should spend the money on. Dalvin Tomlinson was one of my favorite players on this team.
Yep.
And, you know, you lose Blake Martinez. Peppers is not playing well. You know, every year you have to go prove yourself. And, you know, Logan Ryan's not playing particularly well. And so I don't know if it's coaching. I mean, what do they have, 40 coaches, 35 coaches? I mean, they have a lot of coaches. And it's the coaches' jobs to get the players better. It's the coaches' jobs to put them in positions to win football games. And quite frankly, they haven't done that. So, you know, listen, you got to look at the coaching staff.
I wonder, and correct me if I'm wrong, like it depends. Like from team to team, it depends on how many coaches there are. That's right, right?
Yeah, unlike college football, there's no limit in the NFL.
Yeah.
So naturally, and listen, I don't know the number. I just threw out 39, whatever I said. But I'm pretty sure it's close to 30 or something like that. That is, you know, I would love to do a comparison. Maybe I'll do it and send it out on Twitter tonight. But I don't think we had more than 16, 17 coaches during the Super Bowl run.
You know, that's what I'm thinking. What? Like maybe the message is getting lost in translation from top to bottom.
Well, as you know, Danielle, in this day and age, it's all about there's an analytics department, mm-hmm. and there's an analytics assistant, and there's an assistant to the assistant outside linebackers coach. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, it's true. There's too many cooks in the kitchen.
Right.
And you know, that message can get lost. So I don't know. For whatever reason, this message from this staff is not getting through to these players. And there's other circumstances as to why they're not good either. But you have to think they play with a little more heart, right? With that NY on their helmet and us being there and home game. I don't know. It just looked very bad.
Hey, if you do that, tag me in it, okay? So I can see it.
I will.
Okay. So listen, you just mentioned home field, and I was hoping we were going to go there. The Jets and the Giants, both of them, have 2 of the 4 worst home winning percentages since 2017. You played there. What is it about MetLife Stadium that just does not generate a home field advantage?
Well, you got to have a good team. And neither one of those two organizations have had good teams.
Yeah, but is it the building? Is there something with the building? I mean, it's corporate. It's sterile feeling to me as a fan.
Well, you know, being there Sunday was about, you know, man, the first 6 minutes, it was rocking.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was, you know, the defense was playing well. We had a decent drive. And then it just went really flat. It's different. Listen, it's not the old Meadowlands, right? That place used to get rocking. And, of course, the fans were on top of you. It was closer. This stadium is different. It's built different. It doesn't go up. It goes up and back.
Right.
You know, so it gets you further away from the field. So, I always felt like we played well there. You know, of course, they just don't have a good team. And I felt like we had, you know, Atlanta's the one playoff game I played at home. That place was rocking.
Hmm.
That was the one playoff game. You know, obviously a lot of our runs were on the road. But, I like the place. Now, I don't like it as much as I do the old place. So.
Yeah. With us on the fan is Lawrence Tynes, former Giants kicker. What about the fans in that stadium? You got John Mara being booed at Eli Manning's jersey retirement. The Giants were booed pretty hardly this past Sunday, as you know. As a player, how do you interpret the booing?
Well, listen, like we talked about earlier, people are paying a lot of money. Some people, for the very first time, are coming to these games. They want to see a product. Had the Giants have lost, you know, let's say 27-24, 30-27, you're not going to get booed. But listen, the effort in the second half was terrible.
Mm-hmm.
It was just bad. When you're down 28-3 or whatever it is at halftime, I mean, guys just, you know, to me, didn't look like they wanted to play. And listen, I think everyone should boo. If I was out there and I miss a kick, I don't care if it's 28 or 58 yards, boo me. I did not do my job. So I'm okay with that. I'm a big boy. The teams I played with are big boys, and we can handle that.
You know, Leonard Williams took a little exception to it. What would you say back to him?
Well, I already commented, you know, and quick shout out to my Blue Rush podcast.
I was just about to do that. Yes.
Were you?
Yes.
Okay, good. Jake Brown, Sarah McCrory, Paul Schwartz, my crew. You know, we did a show right after the game, live show over at the Sportsbook on Sunday, and I commented, and listen, you know what? I just don't comment. It's only going to get worse now, right? You know how New York fans are. You say that publicly. You guys are going to run with it. We're all going to run with it. Mm. And next time they don't play well, they're going to boo even harder. Play better. You make $21 million a year. Play better. We can boo. Everyone can boo that went into that stadium and paid their hard-earned money to come watch you play. They can do whatever they want within the rules, right? And booing is part of the rules.
Yeah, you know, and there's another thing, too. I mean, is there something up with the turf there with all the injuries that's going on in that stadium, having played on it? I mean, really?
It's a fair question. Not necessarily the field. Now, naturally, that has been a field of contention throughout the league.
Yes.
I think Shanahan mentioned something last year with the I don't know. I just think in some ways some teams are just snake-bitten. Some teams are soft. Some teams can play through stuff. Some teams can't. I'm not saying some of these things aren't things you play for, but Ahmad Bradshaw played through broken bones in his feet. So did Hakeem Nicks. Chris Snee played through like dislocations, hip labrum tears. I don't know. It's a different world. It's a different type of player. I don't know. I don't want to point my finger at MetLife Field. I don't know. It's just bad luck. And, you know, no toughness, no championship. One of Tom Coughlin's favorite lines.
Talking to Lawrence Tynes, co-host of New York Post Blue Rush podcast. Morale, motivation, you know, Sterling Shepard told the teammates on Sunday, he said, we have to play with heart, and I think that's the main thing. When you look up at the scoreboard, you tend to get down. No crap, like really. But you on the podcast said, and you said it a couple times tonight, you alluded to it, in that second half of that Rams game, some of the players quit. How could you tell?
Oh, effort is for me, being a trained eye, having played the game,
right.
I study the game. It's just effort. The Cooper Kupp touchdown down, the last one down on, the no-look pass that everybody was doing and on about. I'm not saying he doesn't score there, right? But when you're paid, $5, $10, $15 million on defense to go hit people and make tackles, you got to sell out and try and hit that guy. Who knows? Maybe he fumbles, the ball goes through the end zone, it's a touchback.
Right.
I just didn't see the effort there because you're getting beat, So it's just, listen, it's hard. I get it. I've never played on a losing team like that. And, Zach and I discussed it over these past couple of days and some of my other teammates. I don't really know what they're going through. I can just tell you that it doesn't look like a lot of fun.
Yeah, my next question, what makes a guy check out? Like, obviously it's the losing, I understand that, but inside of a locker room, like, isn't there like a camaraderie, like, dude, we can do this, I don't know.
I wholeheartedly believe that all of those guys think that. Yes, I do. But there's something, I don't know if it's a chemistry thing. I'm not in that locker room. Right. I can't speak for everybody. The only thing I would say, though, is I would love to see Sterling Shepard, and I hope Giants fans take this the right way. I would love for the Giants to trade him. He deserves to go play for a winner. That kid, I love him. I think he's one of our best players, as we all know, but he plays with such emotion and energy, just like Kadarius Toney does. You need more Sterling Shepard. Sterling Shepard deserves an opportunity to go play somewhere and go make the playoffs and do well. Because he has earned the right. He's been here a long time, and he's played through a lot of losing. And his effort is, to his appearances at the podium. I love the kid. Never met him. Never spoke to him in my life. But he would fit right in on any of the Super Bowl teams I played on.
You think Joe Judge has lost the locker room?
That's an interesting question. I love Joe Judge.
I do, too.
I love him. Now, we have to separate our love for him as a football coach, which I'm sure he's a damn good football coach. He is. We know that. I don't know that what he's preaching is getting through to this group. Mm-hmm. That doesn't make him a bad coach. It just makes him whatever his record says he is, like Bill Parcells says. He is what his record says he is. He is paid to win games. So I don't know what the end of the year looks like, but I'm a big Joe Judge fan. I really am. He knows the game. I just don't know if there's too many coaches or his message is just not getting through because the results are not. It's a results-based business. They're losing.
We're talking with two-time Super Bowl-winning New York Giant Lawrence Tynes here on The Fan. The one thing I did not like with Joe Judge, and you can disagree with me, it's totally fine, keeping Daniel Jones in that game. What do you think about that move?
Yeah, get him out.
Yeah.
Absolutely get him out. That was ridiculous.
Yeah.
Now, young coach, right? He's a young coach. I get the whole we're going to compete for 60 minutes thing. But a guy coming off a concussion, I think in hindsight, that is just a mistake or an error on Joe Judge's part. He's never going to admit that. I don't look too deeply into that, but certainly they should have gotten him out of the football game.
I saw your tweet from Monday. One of the last questions here. The Giants played much better in empty stadiums last year. They are in for a COVID-type atmosphere the rest of the way home, so maybe that'll help. Oh, Lawrence, yikes.
Well, you know, that was a little bit in jest, tongue-in-cheek. That was, you know, maybe we can rekindle some of that magic from last year on defense, but that was just a joke. But listen, we're playing Carolina Panthers. Chase Blackburn's coming back, one of my favorite all-time teammates. He's the special teams coordinator for the Panthers.
Yeah.
Matt Rule, who was one of our assistant offensive line coaches in New York. Mm-hmm. I just hope the stadiums don't get 50-50 or 60-40. You know, Strahan's retirement ceremony's coming up, and it's against the Eagles. And God forbid that place is full of Eagles fans.
Oh, man.
It's getting ugly, and Giants fans are, you know, making a protest by selling their tickets. I get it. But let's please not let that happen on Michael Strahan's day.
Michael Strahan. Yeah, good guy there. And my final question here, Lawrence Tynes, is this. The Giants got a strength of schedule remaining of teams that average exactly a .515 winning percentage. If they were to salvage the season, how can they do it?
You know, they have to get healthy on offense. And I know that's cliche and it's a kind of a weak argument, but man, they are missing so many guys. Saquon, Tony, Thomas,
Galladay,
Lemieux. You know, people forget about the linemen.
Right.
Like there's two of them.
Bredesen.
They're starters.
Yeah.
Lemieux and Gates were starters. Having said that, you have to find ways as a coaching staff to win football games. And why we don't use our tight ends, I love all of them, Rudolph, Caden Smith, Evan Engram, up and down player, but let's use the tight ends and figure out a way to move the football against Carolina and go 1-0 this week. If you can get that going, hopefully we get Saquon back, Tony back, Thomas is, you know, in a few weeks, then you can start to build something. But until you have your starting unit, I don't know that you can really get into any kind of groove here. But these coaches, you have to figure out a way how to win a game.
Right.
You got to win one.
Yeah, next man up, of course.
Next man up.
Well, Lawrence Tynes, awesome, awesome, awesome job tonight. I love having you on, and thanks for doing it with me. I know you just got home today, so.
I did. Yep, anytime. Thanks for having me.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.